1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, come on, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, there you go. There you go. Nice and easy. Breathe nice and easy. I've got you. I've got you. Are you feeling okay? What's your name? I'm Barbie, and you're gonna be all right. Do you remember where you are? No, you're not in heaven. You're quite alive, actually. You're on the beach. You tried to save a girl from drowning. Yes, you did it. She's fine. You were out there swimming when she went under, but she was too far away from my chair for me to get to her in time, so you dove after her and got her to the surface just as the other lifeguard did. But a big wave crashed before I could get to you, and it knocked you out pretty good. I was able to get you to the surface and use CPR to save you. You have nothing to apologize for. You saved that girl's life. I'm just glad I was able to save yours. Do you think you can sit up? That's okay. Take it slow. It isn't uncommon to be a little out of it after being unconscious for a few minutes like that. Just take your time. If you're ready to stand up, I'll take you back to one of our lifeguard stations to check you out, just to make sure you're all right. Okay. Let me help you up. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Whoa! It's all right. I got you. Let's just step right over here to the cart, and gently down you go. There. You sit on the left, and I'll sit right next to you on the back, okay? Mike, would you take us to station 4, please? Thanks. Don't worry. We'll have you checked up and back to relaxing in no time. Did you come with anybody to the beach today? Any friends or girlfriend with you we should call? Hey, you don't need to apologize for coming out to the beach solo. Why waste this beautiful weather just because you're single, right? All right, we are here. Let me get off and just help you up. There you go. I got him. Thanks, Mike. Okay, now let's just go up the ramp here. Use that handrail. Nice and slow. I already told you, you don't need to apologize. You did a great thing out there. You're a hero. All right, let me just open this. Okay, now let's get you up on this padded exam table real quick. Just like that. There you go. Okay, let me call this in real quick. Barbie to base. I have a patient here we pulled out of the water, checking him out in station 4. Please cover my chair for the next 15 to 20 minutes. 10-4. Alright, let me just grab my stethoscope and just listen to you breathe for a minute. Deeply breathe in. And out. In. And out. One more time. Alright, that sounds good. Can you look into the light for me? Looks normal. And open your mouth and say, ah. Very good. Let me grab the cuff here so I can check your blood pressure. So, are you from around here? Gosh, you know, you look really familiar, but I don't feel like I know you. Do you come to the beach a lot? That's it! You're the guy that runs on the boardwalk every morning, right? Like, around 10:15? You're like clockwork. I'm just glad I wasn't going crazy. I knew I'd seen you before. So, do you live around here? High school cross-country coach. Well, that certainly explains the running. And the physique. I mean, I'm allowed to notice attractive guys at the beach, right? No, I don't run cross-country. I hate running, actually. Well, thank you. I used to be a collegiate swimmer, actually. Yeah, we swimmers do tend to stay pretty lean. I do appreciate the compliment, though. Well, I was pretty good. I actually made the last Olympic team 3 years ago. No, not famous at all. No Wheaties box for me. I actually didn't medal at all. I made one final, the 200-meter breaststroke. I got 7th out of 8. Yeah, I know I should still be happy. And I was still better than, like, 99% of all the swimmers in the world, you know? I don't know, you get to that level and you put in so much work, you obviously want to win, you know? I know. And I am proud of it. Probably not as much as I should be, though. That's really sweet that you think it's such a big deal. Did you ever compete in your running? Oh, you actually ran distance in college? That's so cool. What level were you at? Hey, there's nothing wrong with being an NAIA athlete. What do I do now? Well, during the year, I was actually a volunteer assistant coach for the men's and women's swimming teams at the local college last season. The head coach is gonna try to bring me on full-time next season. Yeah, you can say that again. Not a ton of money in coaching at this level. I'm sure you know all about that as a high school coach. Ah, a physiology teacher, eh? Well, you definitely look like you know what you're doing physically. Oh, I think you're just being modest. Nobody's watching me running up and down the boardwalk during summer. You say you might now? Well then, maybe I'll have to take you up on that. Yeah, you're right. These red one-piece suits are pretty hard to miss. So I also teach a lot of swimming lessons at the local swimming pool during the spring, summer, and fall, and I lifeguard out here in the summer. I'm a little older than the average lifeguard, but I'd like to think my swimming background makes up for it. Well, it was so great to meet you today, although I wish it had been under different circumstances. Oh, my gosh, I didn't even take your blood pressure, did I? Wow. So sorry, I just caught up in conversation. What a ditz I am. Here, let me do this real quick. Not like it even matters now, as you're clearly fine, but let me just, for the sake of procedure. And we'll wait. Totally normal. You're good to go. And, like I said, it was so great to meet you. I already told you, you have nothing to apologize for. Besides, I'd much rather be rescuing you than some idiot drunk guy who's out there because he's hammered and pukes on me when we have to give him chest compressions. Yeah, it happened. Not pretty. My friends would be giving me so much grief and jealousy since I got to drag out and rescue the hottest guy at the beach this month. Wow, did I really just say that? I really did, didn't I? Well, you can go. I'm so sorry for being so incredibly unprofessional and... What's that? It doesn't look like you want to go. What makes you say that? Holy shit, my nipples, yeah. Yep, just sticking right out of the swimsuit there. Yeah, the material doesn't do a whole lot for that. Why don't you just go before this gets any more inappropriate than it already is? Oh. Your hand is on my hip and you're really close to me now. Not that I mind, I just don't want you to think that I'm coming on to you. I mean... Not that I wouldn't want to come on you. Come on to you. Wow, I am blowing this big time, aren't I? Maybe I should just... Whoa. Thanks for shutting me up there. Sometimes I get nervous when I ramble. Ramble when I get nervous. Especially around cute guys, and I can talk myself out of doing anything and just run away before the... Fun starts. You're so hot. can't believe this is happening. Turn around. Put my back to you. Okay. You kissing my neck from behind me is such a turn-on. I know we just met, but... Listen, I think you're the sexiest man I've ever seen, and... Do you want to go further? Wow, okay. You pulled my swimsuit straps off my shoulders. Wow, this is really happening. Hey, my arms are trapped behind me in this suit. All part of the plan, I see. And what plan is that? Shit, that feels good. Yes. Pinch my nipples. Tweak them. Just like that. And the way you're licking my earlobe from behind. Fuck. This is so... Turn around. Okay. Huh? You want to examine me in front of the exam table? Why is that? My body isn't lean everywhere? What do you mean? Oh! Yeah. I mean, being lean doesn't mean I can't have an ass, right? I hope you don't mind. Yes. Yes. Put your hands on my ass just like that. Fuck, that feels good. To put a leg up on the exam table? Okay. My arms are still caught behind me, though. You'll hold me up? Okay. There. My left leg is up. What are you... Oh, shit. Are you pulling my swimsuit to the side? So you can bend down and... Fuck! Fuck! Yes, baby. Please look it like that. Lap up all my pussy juices, baby. Yes! Shove that finger deep inside me. Oh my gosh. Fuck! I'm so wet for you. Keep going. Please keep going, baby. Lick me just like that. Shit. Shit! Shit, 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 shit. So good. So good. Look it. Look my clit, baby. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Please. Please don't stop. I'm so close. Oh, yes. Just like that, right there. Is incredible. Hey, let me out of this swimsuit. I want to touch you. Let my arms loose. Come on. Ugh, you're such a tease. Ugh, there. It's finally all the way off. Well, I do appreciate the compliment. Now it looks like there's something poking out of your suit. I guess since you didn't leave, I didn't technically finish my examination, did I? Please, allow me to continue, sir. God. Your abs look fake, I hope you know. Like, nobody is allowed to look this good without a shirt on. Seriously. Well, I'm glad you like what I'm working with, but I need to get down here and squat in front of you to see what I'm working with here. Let me get these trunks off you. Wow. What a gorgeous cock. Why, yes. I'd love to resuscitate this. You know, just to make sure you're feeling okay. Such a nice thick dick. Yes, you do seem to be feeling much, much better. I mean, I could let you get back to the beach now, if you like. You'd rather stay for the full examination? Probably a smart choice. Horny for you right now. I've never felt this much lust for a man in my life. Kiss me while I jack you off. I know this is going really fast, but if it's all right with you, I'd really like you to fuck me now. Yeah? You'd like that? Sit up on the examination table, put your back against the wall, and let me climb up and squat down on top of your big dick. You ready for me, baby? Yes. Fuck, baby. Does that feel good? You're a hot lifeguard who saved your life, gliding her hot, wet pussy up and down your thick shaft. Fuck. You feel me so perfectly. Yes, baby. Grab my ass and help me fuck you faster. Yes. Yes, like that. Like that. Like that. God, you're so big. What's that? You want a forward spoon with me? Sure. How do we... Okay. Let me slide down onto you, then. Well, I don't know if we were graceful, but we're on our sides now. God. Your cock feels so good inside me. Let me put my top leg over you to give you a better angle. Yes. Yes. Thrust that meaty dick into me. Just like that. Fuck you. Fuck you. Tell you a secret. I've had the biggest crush on you for so long. I saw you running every morning. I changed my schedule just so I could get a glimpse of you. Your perfect hair and skin and shoulders. That amazing set of abs. The way your ass fills out your shorts. And with those running legs, I fantasized about you so many times. Going into the locker room, just imagining that you'd be behind me, grabbing my hips, and thrusting your cock into my wet, needy pussy. I can't believe I'm actually here doing this with you now. Getting fucked by your big hard cock. I've wanted it for so long. We're such a sweaty fucking mess. And I don't even fucking care. And now you're ramming it into my pussy as hard and fast as you can. God, please. Keep going. Yes. Yes, baby. Spank that ass. Don't stop. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Fuck me. Fuck me. Ram that big dick into me. I'm so fucking close. Pound this pussy. Give it to me. Harder. Harder. Fucking harder. Shit. Finish all over me. Fucking come for me. Yes. Yes. Stroke your dick and come all over me, baby. Just like that. Just like that. Fuck you are. Yeah, I guess I am glad I decided to save your life today. It'd be a shame for a body like yours to go to waste. Oh, is that right? You're still not convinced you aren't in heaven? Oh. I mean, I don't know what to say to that except... Well, that was amazing. Here, let me get a towel or something. Thank goodness nothing's come up on the radio. They're probably wondering where the hell I am by now. Let me wipe this up and get dressed. Oh, I suppose you'll be needing these trunks. Yeah, I definitely think having two athletes certainly makes a difference. Listen, when I said that I fantasized about you, I hope you didn't think that was weird. Like, I didn't just want to get fucked by you. I mean, I totally did fantasize about that. Well, I'm glad you took it as a compliment. But seriously, I was actually hoping we would, I don't know, bump into each other and maybe you'd knock something out of my hand and help me pick it up and... our hands would accidentally touch. You know, that stupid, sappy rom-com plotline that never happens in real life. I just want you to know that you don't owe me anything. We're both attractive adults, and I'm a big girl who can handle her feelings. And I would definitely do everything over again. Really? You feel something? I mean... are you sure it isn't just your hands on my ass? No, I never said I didn't like them exactly where they are. But, are you serious? Like, do you think there's something here? You're right. We won't know unless we try. A drink? Tonight? Well, yes. Yes, of course. I would love to have a drink with you. I get off work at 7:30. Can I meet you somewhere around 8? The bar at the north end of the beach? Perfect. The sunsets are amazing there. What are you thanking me for now? I already told you, you don't need to apologize for me rescuing you. Or need to thank me either. I was just doing my job. Really? You think this might be love at first sight? I mean, I don't know, but I would give anything in the world to have that drink with you tonight and see where things go. You're right. I am glad I saved you. So, I'll see you tonight then. Just try not to get caught out there in the water again. I don't think I have the energy to save you and get fucked by you again so quickly. Deal. No more rescuing, but possible seconds on the sex after the drink. I'll hold you to it. See you tonight.